Chiefs are the champs. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The Kansas City Chiefs have won Super Bowl 57.
They won it on Fox on a field goal in the final seconds.
The Chiefs pulling off a comeback victory over the Eagles after trailing by 10 points at halftime. Kansas City winning their second Super Bowl in the last four seasons by taking down Philadelphia 38-35 in Glendale, Arizona. Star quarterback Patrick Mahomes winning the Super Bowl MVP trophy after battling through an ankle injury to lead the Chiefs to victory.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Kansas City will celebrate with a parade on Wednesday, but in Philadelphia, some angry Eagles fans took to the streets after the game, but most were peaceful as police corralled them. They pulled a few more survivors from the earthquake rubble today after being trapped alive for a week. But the number of dead people now tops 35,000 in Syria and Turkey, where Fox's Greg Palcott reports some developers are in trouble over shoddy construction.
The charge made shoddy construction and local corruption led to unnecessary deaths. Turkish officials detained 134 suspects, including, it's believed, those behind this disaster. Small consolation to relatives of victims, including Bashir Ginji, who lost his brother and his brother's family.
Are you angry? Are you mad?
Wait, I'm angry.
Hundreds of thousands now homeless there. The U.S. has shot down yet another unidentified object in the sky, the third one in 3 days. This one over Michigan's Lake Huron.
They're cached in proximity to sensitive DOD sites, and the altitude that they were flying could be a hazard to civilian aviation and thus raise concern.
Assistant Defense Secretary Melissa Dalton. Crews are trying to salvage the others over remote parts of Alaska and Canada as Navy divers recover pieces of the Chinese spy balloon shot down 9 days ago after controversially crisscrossing the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
China today claims the U.S. has flown more than 10 surveillance balloons over Chinese airspace in the last year without permission. This as Congress monitors the Chinese balloon and other objects shot down in recent days.
Republican Congressman Darren LaHood of Illinois says the issue is bigger than just flying objects.
We have to wake up to the fact that China has a plan to replace the United States, and they're working on that every single day from an economic standpoint, military standpoint, technological standpoint, and diplomatic standpoint.
But Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia is advocating a more measured approach aimed at benefiting the world at large, saying we need to look for ways to work with China because
you need to keep a line of communications open between the two most powerful nations in the world.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
More deadly unrest in the Middle East. A Palestinian man killed in the West Bank in a shooting there with Israeli troops. Seven others were injured. And there were also Israeli airstrikes that hit militant sites in Gaza going after Palestinians there amid protests in Israel today over controversial judicial changes being proposed.
Whistling protesters outside parliament and angry scenes in the Knesset itself. Chants in Hebrew of shame, shame at a parliamentary committee meeting over a proposed law that divides the country. Prime Minister Netanyahu says judges are too powerful and need to be reined in. Opponents say democracy is at risk. Even President Isaac Herzog, a mostly ceremonial figure, warns Israel faces constitutional collapse. Today's vote is just one step along what will be a bumpy legislative journey. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed, coming off a bit of selling last week. The Nasdaq dropped more than 2%, but the Dow only lost a fraction of a percent last week. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.